Welcome back at Champlain Valley Game Night on a Thursday here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. We go up until 7 o'clock. And then remember, you can meet us at the Village Tavern in North Ferrisburg tonight. I'll be there at 8 getting ready for the Seahawks. Color Rush jerseys and all. I've got my lime green Seahawk jersey on in studio right now. Rich was actually blinded by it earlier today when he saw it. They're taking on the Arizona Cardinals. It's a Labatt tailgate party. But for now, I want to go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and find ourselves Chris Waterbury, who spent 33 years on the sideline as the head coach of the Plattsburgh men's soccer team. Just coached his final game this past weekend. The Cardinals lost in the Suniac championship game, one win shy of an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. Chris, thanks for being with us. 33 years now in the books, huh?
Yeah. I think it's a good time. I appreciate the kind words.
So what went into the decision? Now, you know, on a more serious note, you've been at Plattsburgh 33 years. I imagine this was a difficult decision, and I imagine it had been one you'd been contemplating for a little while. What went into it?
Well, the biggest thing that went into it is, my love for the university and the soccer program, and I knew, they at this point in my life and the amount of energy it takes, and I knew I couldn't give it, and I didn't want to. I knew they deserve more than that. And so I look at the team and I look at our past players as extensions of my family, and you want what's best for the family. And that's really what went into it.
You know, Chris, it's ironic we're having this conversation because I had just on Monday Bob Emery, Plattsburgh hockey coach, who's been there now 29 years. Last week, Dave Sayward, coach at Middlebury, also 33rd and final year. And I asked both of those guys, what's kept you around this long? So I'll ask that to you. What kept you around for 33 years? Because that's a heck of a run.
Oh, well, you know, Plattsburgh's a great place. You know, when I got here, I never thought I'd be here 33 years, but it's a place that, I've been able to be fortunate enough to be successful, to call my home, to raise a family. I couldn't think of a better place to, have a family and my kids to grow up. And so for me, it really wasn't a hard decision. You always have opportunities to move on, but I'd always looked at it the exact opposite. If I was at that other place and I had a chance to come to Plattsburgh and live in this area, would I choose that? And invariably, it always came down to, I'd come to Plattsburgh. And so I've been really, really fortunate. Plattsburgh's allowed me to grow as a person and a coach I wouldn't have ever done it any other way.
From 1988 on, your team's never had a losing record. I mean, you're Suniac Coach of the Year several times. How did you have all the success in your career?
It's a really simple formula. Great players make average coaches look great, and great assistant coaches make average coaches look great. So if you got good assistant coaches, you can find the players. That's the formula. It's very, very simple.
You know, I'm reading the press release earlier today that announces your retirement. It says a national search will take place to try to find your replacement. How much does that mean to you that you have helped grow the program so much that it is a desirable job for the next candidate on a national level?
Well, I think, as I said, I think it's a great job, but it's a great place and it's a great university. And it will and it should attract a great applicant pool.
Chris Waterbury, now the former coach at Plattsburgh State men's soccer, unbelievable run in his career, 33 really, really successful seasons. How did coaching change from the time you started to the time that you eventually called it quits here earlier this week? Because all I've heard about is how difficult we millennials are. So how did coaching change?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. If you ask anybody that's, older, I suppose is a good way to put it. They're always going to say that, oh, the kids are different. I remember being a player in college, hearing that too. I remember being 30 and people said, the players are different. I remember when it was at 40, think about it. Our parents didn't like my music. I don't like your music. And my kids don't. It's a constant evolving thing, and I think it's always going to be that way. But in the same breath, I think players do change, and I think coaches change. So it's You know, just like the game changes, the rules change, everything, you know, it's never going to be completely the same, and that's not necessarily a good or a bad thing.
I'm sure that pretty much anybody who's had a hand in soccer in Northern New York and in a lot of parts of Vermont have come across you, and they'll all want to know this. What's next? Are you going to be around soccer at all? Are you going to be running camps or anything? Are you going to retire to a boat on Lake Champlain and that's it?
Well, I've got the boat on Lake Champlain already.
Okay.
So that's an easy one. But no, I'm gonna stay busy. I've got a lot of individual personal goals I want to get involved with. I am gonna teach some courses part time at the university. They've asked me to stick around and do some things there in our coaching minor. I am gonna be involved in a little bit with our fitness and wellness major, working with their internships, and but I'm guaranteed I'm gonna be busy, but I'm looking forward to the next chapter of my life.
Chris, I'll get you out of here on this because I think this is amazing, and I don't think people realize this, even especially at the Division III level. So I wanted to coach college baseball for a long time, and I did coach college baseball for 2 years at Hudson Valley Community College, and I was like, man, I love baseball. I love coaching. I love the games. I love playing in practice. And then I realized, man, the part of the job that I like is really only like 15% of this thing. It's planning it's planning hotel trips and buses and ordering food and getting gear and paying officials and all that. How much of the job is actually the coaching part?
Well, the practices and games, you know, I think you were generous when you said 15%.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's you know, there's everything else from, you know, the recruiting aspect, the, you know, the road trips, the recruiting never, ever, ever ends. It's like owning a home. You know, if you really want something to do, just look around. There's always something to do. And you know, with the academic retention, working with your kids, you know, we meet with every one of our first-year players, you know, once a week, you know, making sure they're on track academically. And you know, there's many, many other things. And that's assuming, you know, everybody's a good citizen, there's no issues, and nothing else is going on. We do, you know, we're doing community service projects, all those kind of things. You know, there's everything and anything, you know, as I said, you know, that's all part of it. And but you're right. It's, you know, the practices and the games. So that's the easy part.
Chris Waterbury, the longtime soccer coach at Plattsburgh State, calls it quits this week. 33 really, really successful years in the books. Chris, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on a great career and enjoy the next phase.
Hey, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.